The Off the Ball Rugby Roadshow is coming to your province. Join some of the biggest stars from Leinster, Munster, Ulster and Connacht as we travel round the country to preview the 2026-27 rugby season. Don't miss your chance to be there. Get your tickets now at offtheball.com/events.
This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best in sporting analysis from the likes of Brian O'Driscoll, Andy Dunn, Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Tommy Walsh, Darren O'Sullivan and lots more, become an Off the Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Hello and welcome along to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Arsenal continue their winning start of the Premier League season after a comeback win over Chelsea at the Emirates. Manchester United get hit with a late sucker punch away to Everton. And Derry City booked their place in the last four of the FAI Cup as the semi-final lineup is confirmed. But first, Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta says they've shown they're capable of performing at an even higher level than last season after their 2-1 win over Chelsea yesterday. The Premier League champions came from a goal down to make it maximum points from their opening three games. Morgan Rodgers gave Chelsea the lead after just 77 seconds, but former Chelsea man Kai Havertz equalised in the first half, and Arsenal captain Martin Odegaard made sure the Gunners took all 3 points.
It depends on if we maintain and sustain that desire, that humbleness, and continue every day to try to find a better version of myself and the team. We still have a lot to grow and a lot to offer, and this is the ambition of the team.
Chelsea boss Xabi Alonso liked his team's desire to fight until the end of the match. Alonso says he's pleased with how things are going so far despite the first loss.
This is game three for us of this new start, this new phase that we are starting with Chelsea, but I'm happy with the spirit and the attitude from the players. They have given everything, they have tried, and they fought really hard.
Arsenal keeper David Raya says the champions are playing with freedom now.
I have to say it's a relief to make these fans, these people around the club really, really happy. So hopefully we can keep playing this way because we know how good we are and we know we can beat anybody.
Chelsea captain Reece James says they don't want to get too bogged down with talk of titles.
Oh, we will see where we are at the end of the season. We know what we have to do and we have to, you know, focus on ourselves and, you know, don't let other teams distract us.
I was joined in commentary yesterday by Vinnie Perth for the match, and on the final whistle, he said Arsenal overcame one of their toughest tests so far.
I think anyone that thought Arsenal were the Premier League favourites, you wouldn't have changed your mind after watching that one.
No, I think they were tested today, and I'm absolutely tested, but they've become this sort of almost different team already a couple of games in. I mean, defensively they've been so solid and we know that, and their set pieces are so strong, but there was a bit of resilience today. There was a bit of, I've won the league, I know what it takes to win the Premier League, from the players, and beat their chest a little bit, and they came out and they were absolutely outstanding, particularly probably first 25 minutes of that second half. At times I was blown away by them, because we don't associate Arsenal with beautiful one touch progressive football, but there was a lot of that show today. Back in the day, yeah. But not certainly not since the likes of Henri or Overmars or them type players. It was a throwback to that at times today. It was just brilliant to watch.
Yeah, I would imagine just the fact that they are the champions, that they got the monkey off their back. And you think back to some of the games over the last few years, especially at the Emirates, where just the tension in the stadium, because everyone kept labelling them as bottlers, even though, you know, the first few times they were in title races, they probably overachieved. Everyone expected them to win it last season. They said, it's yours to win. And they went out and they did it. And now they seem to be playing with the shackles off a little bit. They've so many options. The winning goal was a thing of beauty in terms of, like, if I was playing fantasy football, Havertz should be getting the assist, even though he didn't touch the ball.
Yeah, no, and I suppose that's the point for me. I think I've got a view in football, and not everyone shares it, but once you win your first league title, people say the second one's a bit harder because teams work for it. I think as a player, as a staff, you sort of you grow in stature, and it feels like they've grown in stature over the off season. For me, I think they know how to win it. It is helped by, there's a lot of transition in clubs. Liverpool, Manchester United, Chelsea are where they are, and City have lost the great Pep. So they probably feel now they're a little bit 10 foot taller than they were to finish in the season last year. But in terms of, like, I think when you look at that goal, the quality in it, and Salah's done really well, but he fires a ball in, and we're all expecting Havertz to take a touch, and the vision and the quality just to let it go. And then Odegaard, who was absolutely outstanding in the game, gets it out of his feet, two touches, and smashes it into the roof. And it was a brilliant team goal, and there was lots of almost brilliant team goals like that from Arsenal.
And if you want to hear that back in full, you can do so now in your OTB Football podcast feed for free. Manchester United boss Michael Carrick insists their start of the season isn't that bad, despite a 2-2 draw away to Everton, which left them with just 4 points from 3 matches. Despite going ahead twice in the game, United were pegged back in stoppage time after an absolute screamer from substitute Ainsley Maitland-Niles on his Everton debut.
We were that close to coming away with 3 points today. You know, that's football. It's little moments that we can deal with a bit better, but we'll be fine.
Everton boss David Moyes says he's keen to build Jack Grealish's fitness to reach his maximum capability. The England international came off the bench in the second half after returning on loan from Manchester City, but Grealish is still recovering from a foot injury he picked up at the start of this year.
He wants to play, he just wants to be involved in football all the time. I want to get him fit and ready and doing all the other parts of it as well, which we require at Everton. But I have to say, he gives us something else that he can ball carry and retain the ball, so hopefully we can get him into top form.
Brian Kerr joined Dave McIntyre on commentary yesterday, and on the final whistle, he said it was a good end for Everton on a tough week off the pitch.
Just one more quick word on Everton. It's been a tough week for them. David Moyes likes being the underdog. He's always the underdog, apart from that spell when he was actually in the technical area at Manchester United. So it was the sort of finish to the week that he desperately needed, do you think? It'll kind of steal them for what's to come in the weeks to come.
Yeah, I think they've had a very good start to the season. And yeah, then there was a lot of negativity. They won the League Cup game at Preston as well, one of his former clubs. But I think that was a real... And then the negativity kind of seemed to rise significantly when the transfer window finished, and they didn't do anything significant, and they lost so many players, and with Seamus Coleman gone, Patterson gone from the right back position, and losing Beto as well, and Doi. So today, I think, had they lost today, there would have been a lot increasing negativity around them and around the ownership and the lack of ambition maybe of the ownership. So when you pull something out of the game like that, it kind of calms everything down, and I think they would feel that it was a good week for them and a decent result to get a point against Manchester United. How they're going to deal with the rest of the season, again, of course, it remains to be seen, but it is a boost to be unbeaten after 3 games, given that they haven't been playing any of the promoted sides.
Derry City captain Michael Duffy scored twice in their FAI Cup quarter-final win over Dundalk at the Ryan McBride Brandywell. The former Dundalk winger also created a goal to help interim boss Mark Connolly's side overturn an early deficit to win 4-2. Derry, who are sixth in the Premier Division, will travel to Galway United in the last four, and the winners of that tie will play Bohemians or Waterford. That semi-final will take place at Dalymount Park, and both matches will be played in October. Livingston have sacked Glenn Whelan after just 5 championship matches in charge. The former Ireland international was appointed in late May after their relegation from the Scottish Premiership. After narrowly missing out on progress from the Premier Sports Cup group stage in July, Livingston have won 2 and lost 3 of their 5 league games. Former boss and current sporting director David Martindale has been placed in temporary charge alongside former Preston and Hearts coach Frankie McAvoy. Troy Parrott will start his Champions League journey with Real Betis tomorrow against Lille, fresh from scoring the winner on his home debut against Real Madrid last Friday. And on this week's Football Saturday, Shane Keegan, Owen Doyle and Johnny Ward were on with John Duggan, and Owen Doyle described the feeling as heavenly for the former Belvedere man.
He was the toast of Seville.
Heavenly for him. And they're giving for... I was just thinking of Pellegrini after. Not to be any worried that he signed Troy Parrott or anything, but you always want your strikers to be a certain way, and a striker that has instinct is the greatest trait you could possibly ever have. He's a fully mature football player, I think, mentally. But is, you know, I think, you know, by the way he speaks, the way he carries himself in his interviews after he has great successes on the pitch.
You know the moment as well, Doyle, where he looks for the flag.
Yeah, he looks
and
back.
And there's no flag.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
That feeling is the best feeling in the world.
Can you imagine? Yeah, I'm sorry,
when you've hit the back of the net, you think you've cheated. You think, I've been offside here. And then when the flag stays down, you're like, yes, I got away with it. It's unbelievable. See how he behaves in that moment to react the way he did. You have to be incredibly fit. I know that sounds like a mad thing because he just made a slight run. But like when you're incredibly fit, your mind works in a sharper way. Because you always have full belief in yourself that you can achieve something. I only really realise like when you're getting into your later years of playing or whatever, your body can't do it anymore or whatever. It won't kind of get to where your brain wants to. But he looks like he's in incredible shape, and he has done for the last number of years. I suppose we all seen that with the goal in Hungary. You know, we seen the instinct. We seen how far away he was from the play when Liam Scales is making his jump, and the ground he made up to get on the end of it. I'm going to make sure I get on the end of this if it does land towards me, and it did. Back at the net, heaven.
And that's available to listen back to now in your OTB Football podcast feed. Remember, listen to all of our football coverage and become a member and sign up at offtheball.com/join. That's all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan, and I'll be back with more tomorrow.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best in sporting analysis from the likes of Brian O'Driscoll, Andy Dunn, Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Tommy Walsh, Darren O'Sullivan and lots more, become an Off the Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Off the Ball Rugby Roadshow is coming to your province. Join some of the biggest stars from Leinster, Munster, Ulster and Connacht as we travel round the country to preview the 2026-27 rugby season. Don't miss your chance to be there. Get your tickets now at offtheball.com/events.